What's up? We're back. Mark Becker here, Rational Revolution. We've got Dan Shaver. I'm so glad you guys are here. This is you know, it's weird. I was at a weekend away with my family, and we were at Blue Harbor Resort, and someone, this is weird because I've never had this happen before. I was getting a pizza at the old place, you know, in the hotel, and someone came up to me and was like, "I know who you are." And I'm like, "Okay, cool." And it was from the show. So like, holy crap. That's cool.
That's great.
I know, right?
That's great.
So we're reaching
getting
people.
It out there. Absolutely.
Yes. And they're like,
that's wonderful.
It's like, "You're Mark Becker." I'm like, "I am not, you know, I am no celebrity, ma'am."
But, I've had that happen to me a few times here on Milwaukee, and it's you know, I'm going to keep saying it. Discombobulated.
Right. Knocks you on your heels for a little bit. So I, at the risk of overstating something, because sometimes I do that, but I believe that this topic that we're going to touch on now, and I want to talk about this for a long, long time. I think that this is this question is the central point that Democrats need to answer. This is something that they're going to grapple with for a long time. And I think it's going to impact people in 2 years. I think it's going to impact people in 4 years. All of this. Was Kamala's message wrong? Because her message and Biden's were very different, right? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of why I wanted you on, because you tweeted out, "I still don't think many Democrats have fully internalized how much damage Joe Biden and everything surrounding his age has done to the credibility of the party at large." And so I think these questions are really intertwined, because there was an article from the New York Times that talked about the six people that protected Joe Biden, from his wife to his, you know, their publicist and all of those things. And, you know, so I think the knee-jerk reaction, and I've met with people because I've been asked to run for a pretty big office here in a couple of years, and I'm going to be dealing with this too. They say, "Oh, well, we lost on the economy. We lost on this. They didn't connect with voters." It's like, but I don't think that Kamala Harris's message was the wrong one. I think Joe Biden's was, not only because he was old, but remember the whole, "It's working. It's working." Tell that to the person whose rent tripled over the last 5 years. Tell that to the mom who works 55 hours a week and can't buy groceries. Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris's message was about, this is basic human decency. And that's what's on the ballot. And I know you're struggling. I hear you. We can fix that too. We need to focus on this, you know, red alarm danger that we're looking at right now. And Republicans say, "Oh, you know, this is, we've got this mandate." There's a couple thousand votes in some really important states. There's no mandate.
Yeah. Well, I think the mandate that they're looking at too, I think part of that just comes from the fact that, look, this is the first time the Republicans have won the popular vote in 20 years.
But they didn't. Trump was 49.8%.
And not a
plurality.
Landslide.
Yeah, right.
Yes, not a landslide. So there's that. But I think, just to get back to your question about Biden and the tweet I had about that, you know, I think Harris, you know, did a lot of really good things in her campaign, but it was a 107-day campaign. Mm-hmm. And I think the hole that Joe Biden put the Democrats in, first by choosing to run for a second term to begin with, but mm-hmm. also just going all the way up through the debate. And I think that yeah. my problem with, I think what I was tweeting about there really goes back to that debate. Because yeah. I think when you're Joe Biden and he is, you know, made cornerstones of his campaign, running this campaign on honesty and integrity.
Yes.
It's really hard to run a campaign based around those types of values when you are asking people to deny the evidence of their eyes and ears.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he did with that debate. And I think that really crystallized it for a lot of people, you know, myself included.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That I, you know, wasn't really paying that close attention. I was just like, Republicans are kind of winding themselves up over this like they always do and blah, blah, blah. But that debate.
But it was always there. That was like a thing that's like, oh boy, is he? Is he? I hear him speak.
And, you know, my job is to cover state and local politics. And that's what I do at the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media. So I don't really, you know, focus on the national nearly as much as, you know, I write a lot more about Robin. For the next four years, I'm going to be writing a lot more about Robin Voss than
I do about
Donald Trump.
Fun fact, I had like a year long Words with Friends game with Robin Voss going on. So
seriously,
I swear to God. Yeah, I know him pretty well. Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's another conversation that we can have. But while we're trying to stay on topic, I guess here.
Sorry.
I just think the debate made it. When I watched that debate, and after that debate, I was just like, "Well, the election's over."
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I watched that, and I was like, "Well, there's no chance Joe Biden is winning this campaign, and either they find somebody else, or if they try to go through with this, it's going to be the dominant message." And I was at the so it's just like in the weeks following the debate, Biden did the interview with George Stephanopoulos, which happened to be in Madison.
Yeah.
So it was the day after the 4th of July, I want to say. And I went to Madison to cover Biden's speech at that point. And I was talking to a lot of people before the speech, like in the audience, like, what do you think? Like, you know, should he still be the candidate? Do you think he should drop out? And everybody's just walking on eggshells. Like I'm asking, you know, people like Ben Wickler, Democrats in the audience, everybody's just like, you know, it wasn't a great debate, but we you know, we support Joe. We agree with his policies. We don't want Donald Trump, yada, yada. And I even talked to one, you know, audience member at that rally who said, I'm kind of hoping he makes an announcement that he's not going to be the candidate. That he would do that, you know, at a campaign style rally in Madison. And then, you know, just a few weeks later, I was at Kamala Harris's first rally as the presumptive candidate that she held in West Dallas, Wisconsin. And it was just night and day.
Oh my God, yeah.
So it just felt like, you know, it was people were just absolutely waiting for something different. And I think Biden was, you know, he's leaving office as the most with a worse approval rating than Donald Trump after January 6th. Yeah. Like we need to be clear eyed and face reality about this. You know, even those of us who agreed with a lot of Joe Biden's policies and a lot of what he did as president, you know, I think his decision to run again and to not kind of pass the torch, you know, he never actually said it in his 2020 campaign, but he certainly alluded to it, saying that he was going to be a bridge to the next generation.
Yeah. He was a transitional candidate.
That he was a transitional candidate and all these different things. And he decides to run again. And it's like, okay, we'll see. And I think it just there weren't enough people speaking out at the time. And I think that is just it's going to create a real credibility problem for Democrats because, you know, people know what it looks like when somebody's old. It's not, you know, this isn't some sort of deep in the weeds policy. This is people just trusting the evidence of their eyes and ears. And I think if people are, you know, saying, listening to the Democrats saying, yes, Joe Biden's fine and whatever, people are going to start questioning other things that the Democrats are saying too. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is part of just the overall credibility problem that Democrats face when it comes to the age.
Because right.
I think back to, I was at the RNC.
Well, we got to catch a break here with Dan Schaefer here. We're going to hold that thought because we'll be right back here on the Irrational Revolution.